of Psalms 148. Amen. We have some new songs this morning, so again, roll with it, okay? Let's enjoy God this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and He has exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise the Lord. Psalms 149, we're not going to quit. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. That's what we're going to do this morning. Amen. Sing to the Lord a new song and His praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise His name with the dance. Let them sing praises to Him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all His saints. Praise the Lord. Six more verses. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me ask you something this morning. Do you have breath in you today? Amen. Well, the Bible says you're to praise God this morning. Amen. Father, we love You this morning. We praise You. We magnify You. There is none like You. And Father, we just invite You here today to be enthroned in the praises of Your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen.
And man, You are high and lifted up. the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you whiter than snow. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside a current that moves and makes it come alive. Living water that brings the dead to life. Oh, we're going down to the river, down to the river, down to the river to pray. Let's get washed by the water, washed by the water, then rise up in amazing grace. Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down to the river. Never the same. I've seen it move in my own life. Took me from dusty roads into paradise. All of my dirt, all of my shame, drowned in the streams that have made me born again. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside a current that moves and makes it come alive. Living water that brings the dead to life. Oh, we're going down to the river, down to the river, down to the river to pray. Let's get washed by the water, washed by the water, and rise up in amazing grace. Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down to the river. Down to the river to pray. Let's get washed by the water, washed by the water, and rise up in amazing grace. Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down to the river. see it, you're with me through fire and flood. Lord, I believe it.
All that you do is for my good. Even when I can't see it, you're with me through fire and flood.
Lord, I believe it.
All that you do is for my good. Even when I can't see it, you're with me through fire and flood.
Lord, I believe it.
There's only one thing in this life that's for sure.
Of the valleys, and I have climbed upon the highest of the hills. All my traveling has brought me to your fountain, and all I want is to come and drink my fill. All I want is to come and drink my fill. My heart, your throne. This life belongs to you and you alone. Let there be no divide, and only you may my soul be satisfied. There is beauty that can lead into temptation, and there are voices that would call me far away. But I have found in your surrender my salvation, and in your love I've come to find a resting place. Yes, in your love I've come to find a resting place. My heart, your throne. This life belongs to you and you alone. Let there be no divide, and only you may my soul be satisfied. Only you.
there's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Praise his mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, to dance through the fire, kid. Just dance through the fire. Hallelujah. God is so good. Then that songwriter wrote, "Let us taste of your presence. Let us taste of your goodness." The elements we're about to take represent God's goodness and God's presence as he manifests himself on the earth in the person of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus, come. She'll bring it to you, Levi. Just hold on. Forgot one there. We wouldn't leave you out. Father, we love you this morning. We praise you and we magnify you. Lord Jesus, you told us that whenever we did this, to do it in remembrance of you. And this morning, Lord Jesus, in remembrance that you are the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, that you are the immerser, baptizer in the Holy Spirit, that you are right now our high priest interceding for us, and that you are our soon coming King. For that, we give you glory and honor. And we take and eat of your body this morning. Hold your cup up. You ready? L'chaim. To life. The Lord Jesus poured out his life at Calvary so we could be partakers of that life. And Lord Jesus, this morning, with thanksgiving in our hearts, in remembrance of you, we drink of your life this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we take up the offering, I think I'll preach. If that's all right with you. Terry, we'll have to try that dancing through the fire at the end. Okay? We take up. Got your Bibles this morning. I'm gonna tell you three things, maybe four, that'll help you praise God. Amen. Number one, we're going to cover this morning. Number one is you need to know who you came from, why you're still here. You with me? And why you're blessed. And see, if you can understand those things, then you can become more thankful. Thankful people are praisers of God. Amen. I mean, how many people you cut them a piece of pie and give them pie and maybe say, praise God. Or you tell them some good news. Praise God. You know? I don't like to be around people when you say, well, man, somebody give me $200 the other day. Well, don't lose it. Don't waste it. Huh? Or if it's my wife, she'll say, give me half. You know? Well, where's the other half? Well, wait a minute. You just asked for half. Okay? But we need to be thankful people. Praise God. Helen Keller said this. You know, she was born blind and deaf. She said, I have always thought it would be a blessing if each person could be blind and deaf for a few days during his or her early adult life. Darkness would make them appreciate sight. Silence would teach them the joys of sound. Well, let's do something this morning. Let's go to Revelation 3 and let's look at where we once were and where God has brought us to now. Amen. And maybe we'll appreciate this life just a little more. Revelation chapter 3. I'm just going to read one verse. Jesus is speaking to the lukewarm church at Laodicea. And in verse 14, he says, I'm in the wrong church. I'm in the wrong chapter. Here we go. Here we go. In verse, we'll look at verse 17. Jesus said, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Wow. See, you and I, the Bible says, the Apostle Paul says that in Ephesians chapter 2, he says, us Gentiles, we were once without God and without a covenant. Amen? But now, through the blood of Jesus, we've been grafted into Israel. We're part of God's covenant with them, and the commonwealth of Israel is what Paul says. But you know, even more than that, before Jesus came into your life, you were without God. Amen? You were an enemy to God. But through his blood now, you're not wretched, poor, blind, and naked anymore. Amen? Jesus has brought you in to the family of God. And sometimes we just need to think about where we were in order to appreciate where we are now. Amen? Okay, you're right there in chapter 3. Let's go to Revelation chapter 4. You know, I was preaching in Guatemala one time, and I told them to open up to Revelation 4, and I started reading. There was about 40 pastors and wives there, and all of a sudden, when I started reading this passage of Scripture, they just fell on their face. It was wild. Little dirty concrete floors. They didn't care. I'd read something to them that struck a chord with them. Amen? It caused them to worship God. Now, let me show you this. Verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven. One sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne saying, let's stop right there. Why is this going on in heaven? Why are the angels, why are the elders singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the one who was and is to come. Why are they doing this? Well, the answer's in verse 11. Watch. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. That answered two questions for us. One, it's God that has created everything. The second question is, why are we still here? It's because God has sustained us. Why is this earth still here after 6,000 years or so, however old it is? I think it's 6,000 years, but there's people that'll argue with that. But why is the earth still here? God created it and God sustained it. Amen. You were created by God. You are being sustained by God. You exist because of God. Therefore, he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Now, this one's a little more tricky, because we got to go over to page 550, if you got a Bible like mine, to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles, chapter 29. Well, you've answered two questions. If you answer the third one, are you going to let us go? Well, not too long after that. I got to give you your money's worth. Somebody might feel cheated. Oh, wait, we haven't got your money yet, have we? There's still time. Don't let anybody out, Tom. Okay. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. We're going to go to verse 6. Now remember, David had a heart to build God a house, a temple, right? But because he was a man of war, God said, man, I appreciate it, but you can't build me a house. But your son can build me a house, Solomon. But that didn't stop David from taking up the offering. How many of you know to build a house, it takes money? To build a church, it takes money. Amen? So let's pick it up here in verse 6. Then the leaders of the fathers' houses, leaders of the tribes of Israel, the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the officers over the king's work, offered willingly. They gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord in the hand of Jehiel, the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced. They gave and the people rejoiced. You hear that? They gave and they rejoiced about it, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord, and King David also rejoiced greatly. Now David's going to praise God because of the people's willingness to give. He says, therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Remember we sang that one song, My Heart, Your Throne, that new song, My Heart, Your Throne. Right here David said, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. You're God's. Amen. You belong to God. Can I tell you something else? Your house belongs to God. Your money belongs to God. Your children belong to God. If you're in the earth, it belongs to God. Amen. He created it. He is sustaining it. And he's blessing that life. Let me keep reading here. I'll get around to that. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. I'm in verse 12 now. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, Do you hear that? All things come from you, and of your own we have given you. You're talking about their offering, their wealth. It was coming from God. God had given it to them. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build, that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name, is from your hand and is all your own. They recognized, David recognized, that all they had belonged to God. It was God who had blessed them with it. Then he goes on to say, I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now with joy I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and fix their heart towards you. And give my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes, to do all these things, to build the temple for which I have made provision. Then David said to all the assembly, now bless the Lord your God. So all the assembly blessed the Lord God of their fathers and bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and King. Go back to verse 17. David says, I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now with joy I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly. Wow. I mean, that was some offering, don't you think? Because they believed Solomon's temple was one of the wonders of the world in its day when it was made. And if you read the description in the Bible, they spared no expense. But David recognizes here that the wealth that has been given by the people to build this temple came from God. So if you understand you're created by God, if you understand your life has been sustained by God, and you understand that God has blessed you, then you ought to what? Be thankful. Amen. And thankful people are praisers of God. Let me show you what Paul said. Turn over with me to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. I don't know what page that is till I get there. But it's to the right. 1 Thessalonians. 1689. Now we'll look at 1688. Let's start at verse 12. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12. It says, and we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all, see that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Now let's stop right here for a minute. Did you read that with me? 1688, brother, we'll find you. Verse 15. It says, see that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursues not just what is good, but what is good both for yourselves and for all. Now, I can honestly say there's been times in my life I've pursued what was good, but it wasn't what was good for everybody. I was going to say something, but I'm going to refrain. Then he goes on to say in verse 16. Now I'll say it anyway. young man leaves his wife and children because he says he ain't happy. So he's looking out for what's good for him. But how many know it ain't good for the people he left behind? I had to get that off my chest. Man, that felt good. Okay, here we go. Verse 16. He might watch it live stream. Maybe he'll see that. You ready? Rejoice always, verse 16. Pray without ceasing. Now watch. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything give thanks to God. Amen. But see, if you don't understand you're created by God, God is sustaining you, it is God who has blessed you, you're not going to be thoughtful enough to thank God in everything, are we? What happens? You take God for granted. Amen? And we do this. I've been guilty of it. You know, you're going, this life is busy. We live in a crazy, crazy world. By the way, don't you get arrested if you threaten the President of the United States? Oh, I just thought I'd throw that in there. Anyway, we live in a real crazy world. But my point is this. We have to take the time to be thankful. Not wait for a crisis to remember God. That other song we sang about God's presence, you know, man, we were created to be in His presence. Adam and Eve originally were created in the garden and they fellowshipped every day with God. They were created to be in God's presence. And those times in my life when God has just come into my heart and overwhelmed me, it doesn't happen all the time. And I think maybe God doesn't allow it to happen, you know, every day, because maybe I'll take Him for granted. But there are times when God will so overwhelm my heart that I can't. I don't usually cry. Now, I patriotic things make me cry a little bit, okay? But I don't usually cry. You know, death, maybe it's where I've done so many funerals. Death, you know, death is a part of life to me. I'm not hard, but I just don't cry much. You know, patriotic things move me. But anyway, I don't even know what I was talking about. Be thankful in everything. You're created by God. You're sustained by God. God is blessing you. Therefore, be thankful in everything. Let's look at another one. Go back to your left to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. We'll start in verse 15 here. Page 1652. I slipped. Verse 15. Ephesians 5, verse 15 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God." But look what Paul says, giving thanks always for all.